Robot's Hands Are Given the Human Touch by Daniela Hernandez in the Wall Street Journal. Creating fingers that can pick up fragile objects makes the machines more useful. Every year, Just Born Quality Confections makes about 2 billion brightly colored marshmallow treats known as Peeps. That's a lot of Peeps. But the company hopes that a new line of Peeps-friendly soft robots will send that number even higher this year. In August, the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania candy maker will begin installing at its factory 16 robots with squishy blue fingers that can pick up and hold the pillowy Peeps without bruising them. The company hopes that its new robots grippers, made by Soft Robotics Incorporated of Cambridge, Massachusetts, and part of a soft robotics movement, will help speed up production without damaging the treats. "We needed something like the human hand," says Brent Edsoren, senior project engineer at Just Born. Robots with pliant, dexterous, and fast appendages are gaining popularity as companies in retail, food handling, and agriculture move toward more automation. Fragile, malleable products that vary in shape and size, such as fruits and vegetables, suffer at the hands of conventional robots in part because machines lack the highly tuned sensory feedback that humans have in their fingertips. Robotic dexterity is a difficult and not yet fully solved problem, analysts say. But the arrival of soft grippers and a combination of better sensors could help them fine-tune that. Annual contest. Some companies are already implementing soft robotic grips, while others, such as Toshiba Corporation in Japan, are just beginning to test the technology. To make better grippers, they're experimenting with inflated rubbers, fabrics, plastics, and rosins, among other materials. Retail giant Amazon.com Incorporated sponsors an annual robotic picking contest to kindle innovation in hardware and software that will make grasping and moving objects more efficient. Some entrants incorporated soft materials into their creations in the latest competition. Most innovation in robotics is happening at the level of software and robot grippers, or end effectors, as they're known in the industry, says David Pakman, an investor focused on automation and AI at venture capital firm Venrock. "For soft robotics, commercial adoption is still in an early phase," Mr. Pakman says. "It's just hard to pick who the outsized winner will be." John Santigate, research director for service robotics at International Data Corporation, estimates the market for service robot end effectors, a different segment from robots used in, say, auto manufacturing, will reach $9.2 billion in 2021, representing 28% annual growth from current levels. IDC doesn't have projections specific to soft grippers, but there is high demand for robots that can handle and pack items as varied as hand soap, plush toys, razors, clothing, fruit, and candy, Mr. Santigate says. Traditionally, engineers have had to program robots' movements very precisely to ensure efficiency, reliability, and safety, which require them to know exactly where the robot was in space relative to the object it was picking up. That works well when robots need to move the same item thousands of times in exactly the same way, like in a car factory. The approach quickly becomes onerous and expensive if machines have to handle an ever-changing array of objects, as often happens in warehouses and fulfillment centers, or if companies develop new products like a new line of Peeps. Novel items require reprogramming. For fruits and vegetables, which are rarely uniform, it's almost an impossible task, roboticists say. Soft robotics is a game changer for such applications because engineers don't need to know with the same level of certainty where objects are to get machines to pick them successfully, says Alex Harvey, head of robotics for the technology division of Ocado, a UK-based online grocer. To some extent, going soft allows machines to do more with less information. Soft grippers, which are typically controlled by changes in air pressure, can cram and wiggle into hard-to-reach places that would otherwise be inaccessible to hard pincers. Makedo plans to deploy robots with suction cup grippers in some warehouses this year. The company developed software to help its robots visually identify objects and grasp them by suction. The system could eventually be licensed to commercial partners. Mr. Harvey thinks the grippers can help quicken the pickup rate for about 6,000 of the roughly 50,000 different products handled in Makedo fulfillment centers, basically those products that are light and rigid. The stakes increased recently for companies like Makedo following Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods Market Incorporated last year for $13.7 billion. The tech company has more advanced research and development and deeper pockets than most companies in the food sector, and has its own robotics divisions dubbed Amazon Robotics. Amazon declines to comment for this article. Flexibility and speed. The robots Just Born currently uses can handle only certain kinds of peeps, such as bunnies and Christmas trees, because they are flat and easier to grip than the chick-shaped variety. For now, individual chick peeps must still be picked by hand. But switching between modes of production reduces productivity, raises costs, and limits the types of new products the company is able to develop, says Randall Copeland, Just Born's Senior Vice President of Operations and Supply Chain. We need something that has applicability for basically all the marshmallow products we want to make, and the advantage of soft grippers is flexibility as well as speed, he says. The big challenge for soft robotics, meanwhile, will be the wear and tear of the soft grippers, says Peter Abiel, director of Robot Learning Lab at the University of California, Berkeley, and co-founder of robotics startup Embodied Intelligence Incorporated. But maybe that's fine, because they're cheap, he adds. Other companies developing soft grippers include Right Hand Robotics Incorporated in Somerville, Massachusetts, and IAM Robotics, LLC, in Sewickley, Pennsylvania. Both have developed suction cup grippers that latch onto objects. This type of gripper tends to work best for items with smooth, flat surfaces. For additional dexterity, Right Hand's hybrid gripper has a suction cup and three foamy fingers. Thanks to sensors and computer vision software, the robot can figure out whether it makes most sense to pick up an item by suction alone or through a combination of suction and finger flexing. At the end of the day, we don't care how it does it, says Yaro Tenzer, co-founder of Right Hand. What we really care about is the performance of the robot. One company taking a different kind of approach is Toshiba, which has created a partnership with startup S-Muscle Company to develop a robotic hand actuated by artificial muscles made of rubber and fabric. The hands are lighter and smaller than robotic hands made from metals, which can save energy and enhance safety. In an experiment, a prototype clasped a mug and an egg without breaking either, according to Jokiro Uga, a Toshiba engineer working on the project. The team is considering using artificial intelligence to allow the hand to adjust its grip automatically, Mr. Uga says. The hope is to incorporate soft robotic hands in machines that work alongside humans. Currently, robots are confined in cages because their hard appendages can hurt people, Mr. Uga says. We're trying to remove such barriers.